For many, many years, my radio show has included dentist Dr. Dana Colson, who has been an inspiration to me in terms of understanding that oral health is something that I can control and that my smile can be enhanced and made better, and that will express what I have on the inside to the world just by having some direction. And I, over the years, I've heard many wonderful stories of how she's changed the lives of individuals by letting them express what they have on their insides through a smile on their outside. And it's finally come to the point where she's written a book that really is an interesting approach to dentistry, something that she does that nobody else does, which is approach it from a health and wellness side and from the side that it's personal and it's caring and it's quite special and it's uplifting. It isn't a downside to dentistry, it's the upside to dentistry. Your mouth, the gateway to a healthier you, and underneath it says, a yoga-based approach to exploring the connections between oral health, whole body wellness, and longevity. So without further ado, I'll let Dana explain why she wrote this book. Good morning, dentist Dr. Dana Colson.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's a pleasure to be here as always. Well, Marilyn, I always love to share information and education with my patients because that's the way I learn. The more information I have about anything, the better I can make decisions. And I realize that when my patients come into the office, they're coming for a task-oriented situation. They're coming to have a cleaning, a tooth is sensitive, they may have broken a filling. Whatever the case is, or maintenance, whatever it is they're in for that reason. And then, you know, inevitably we all have our Blackberries, our iPods, our smartphones, and we're looking to see what time it is and what our next appointment is and our emails. And we got to get on to the next thing for the day because that's just the way life is. It's a busy, busy life. And so to be able to have the time to be able to sit down and reflect and understand what I want to impart to my patients, it isn't the time or place to do it in the dental office. So that's why we do the radio show. We can talk and people can hear at leisure a different perspective, a different idea, and more education so that everybody understands it. Because it isn't good enough, Marilyn, just for the dentist to understand it. That isn't enough. You can't just go to a dental office 2 times a year and expect that you're going to keep your teeth for a lifetime and everything's going to be okay. There's much more to understanding. It's sort of like a car. You just can't fill it up with gas without being aware of looking at the dash indicator to see if there's problems or checking your tires or your oil. And so my book is written so that people can really take the time and their leisure to be able to sit down and learn what I've learned over the years so that they can assume a different level of responsibility. And it's not that you have to learn how to use dental tools. It's not about that. It's all about how we hold our mouth, the posturing that we have. Do we clench our teeth or do we grind our teeth? And as you know, on the back of the book, it says lips together, teeth apart, tongue in place. And that's like the biggest piece of advice I can give anybody is just, as it says, a simple 7-word mantra can help change your life, where you don't hold stress in your mouth and you can be relaxed and you don't clench your teeth. People think it's totally natural and we don't even know we do it. And by that, we create lots of tension in our mouth and we can cause fracturing of our teeth and breaking of our fillings. And so all the work that your dentist did for you gets overuse unnecessarily, but we don't know. Nobody tells us. We're not even aware. So this book is just talking about foods that are good to eat and why we need to eat certain foods, as we were just talking earlier about the chemistry in our mouth and our saliva pH. This book talks about exercises, about how we can massage our muscles, check our muscles, see how they are, and look at how the mouth and the body impact for diabetes, heart disease, and all of pregnancy. So there's a myriad of information there. And I've created it, Marilyn, so that it's an easy read. And so on the left side of the page are little highlights, and on the right side is content. So it doesn't bog you down. It's simple, easy reading that can make you smile, make you laugh, and say, aha, I get it.
So you've concisely told me what's in the book, but basically you're being proactive, and it's part of what we talk about on From a Woman's Perspective. It isn't going to solve the problem. I mean, yes, if you have a toothache, you know you have to go to the dentist. Yes, you may make an appointment twice a year or once a year, whatever your normal fare is, to get your teeth checked. But you're talking about educating people on a different level. And I think because we have some intense time, maybe we could approach it from some of the chapters on the book. And the one that always blows me away, because we talked, I would say it's over 10 years ago, and we were talking about the body and the mouth connection and the fact, and you were very emphatic about that. And in the last, I guess, year or two, in the media, you've heard things like heart disease all of a sudden is connected to the mouth, and doctors are talking about it, not just dentists. So maybe we should just talk about that whole body connection. Do you mind doing that? Because it takes prominence in your book. It is the second chapter.
Sure. Well, I have this little phrase that says ZT, which stands for zero tolerance. You know how they always say zero tolerance for drunk driving? Well, I have a phrase ZT for BG, which is zero tolerance for bleeding gums. Because really, our body has a lot of responsibility to keep us healthy. But when we allow our gums to bleed and create infection that goes into our body has one more responsibility to get rid of the bacteria that invade into our body. And so that's all about the heart. And if you have a healthy gums, then there's a greater chance that you are going to have fewer heart problems. As a matter of fact, I believe I have a little highlight here, and I'll just find it. Here you go. A study published in 2010, that's on the left-hand side of the page, page 26, Marilyn. We're both looking at the book together. A UC Berkeley health researcher suggests that women who received regular dental care reduce their risk of heart attack, stroke, and other cardiovascular problems by at least one-third. Like, that's huge.
It is huge. And if you're listening, there's a reason to look after your oral health. Just that alone. Avoid heart disease.
So it's all these things. Here we go that the former, on page 18, the former U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. David Satcher, called gum disease, quote, the silent epidemic in his 2000 report. Now, the good news is if I can see somebody and their gums aren't healthy, I can tell them within a couple of weeks of coming in to see us, we're going to have things in so much better array. Are we going to cure everything? No, it takes time. But can we stop that bleeding? Absolutely. We can eliminate it or minimize it to such a great extent that your body can do the proper functions. We want to keep the bank account on that heart down to zero of bacteria.
Now, there's a huge list. Basically, how the book is written, and since you are listening to me, I'll try and describe it. On the left side, there's a thought-provoking statement or a tip. And on the right side, there's text that gives you that information and elaborates. So it's quite simple reading, and it isn't heavy reading. But I just flipped to this channel, the page 20, and it says the growing list of risk factors for periodontal disease. And with smoking, diabetes, genetics, age, stress, lower income and less education, inactivity, osteoporosis, immune disorders, hormonal influences, high, and I don't even know what that is, pyloria infections?
Bacterial.
Bacterial. Contact with other saliva, dietary deficiencies, chronic kidney disease, HIV, use of some prescription medications. So those are things that cause periodontal disease, which get us to diabetes and heart disease. Is that the way it works?
Well, it's a contributor for sure. And we never want to add risks onto the list of how our body is going to respond.
So what are the basics of home dental care? Because I see them right here, and I think we should share those with everyone, because that really, I've said this terrifying list. So on page 30, you've gone through and said the basics of home dental care. So what should we do to prevent these problems so that we don't have that third more chance of having heart disease if we're women?
Well, some of the ones I listed here is you brush for 2 minutes in a routine pattern to ensure each tooth has been properly cleaned. And it's a sense of awareness. You don't have to be a genius to do this, Marilyn. It's a pattern. And you just get that pattern, because in the morning, sometimes you're thinking about other things. So you want to make sure that you go in the right order and that you cover everything. And this is what your dental hygienist and dentist can help you with. Using a rotary or sonic vibration toothbrush is so much more effective. And as we age and we have receding gums, or we have some arthritis or some disabilities, that sonic vibration toothbrush is amazing. Flossing cleans the sides of our teeth that we can't get in otherwise. Massage our irritated tissue with a specialized tool that your dentist will give you if you have problems in getting access. If you're using a mouth rinse, make sure it's non-alcoholic. It's very important. Alcohol dries out our saliva, and it creates an overgrowth of other factors in our body. Brush your tongue or use a special tongue scraper to remove bacteria. We have a very inexpensive tool. I believe it's less than $10, $5, where it's called a Nulet, and it's just a little plastic ridged band, and you just scrape it along your tongue once, twice, and it's done, and no gagging. Maintain a schedule of regular dental visits to maximize the quality of your dental health. Now, the reason why dental health, that your gum health is so important, Marilyn, is that if we have a healthy foundation, we can do miracles with your teeth. But if we don't have the healthy foundation, then we don't have that opportunity. We don't have that stability, and we have to compromise the health of teeth. So it's such an easy way to be able to stabilize people so that we can keep our teeth for a lifetime. Because you know my motto is, and this is what the book is all about, if you have proper things in place, you're going to be able to keep your teeth till 120. But not just to keep your teeth, which is what we used to think, is to have your very most beautiful smile the very last day of your life. Because this is one part of our body we can preserve. We don't have to wear them down to little nubbins. They can look fantastic. And when you look in the mirror and you feel healthier about your smile, you are going to be in a whole better place of general well-being.
I'm going to share that I have a great aunt who's 102. And the one thing that she does proudly is she smiles.
Aww.
And all her teeth are there.
Yes.
And every week, Tuesday, she usually listens to my show. I'll just say, hi, Aunt Sadie, because your smile warms my heart. And it warms the heart of the generations that are here, her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren. So everyone has a smile they can share. And it doesn't cost you to smile as long as you maintain that smile.
Right. And she's a role model to her children, too, about the importance of doing that, because they'll always remember her beautiful smile. And the other thing about smiles, Marilyn, is that it really is, you look in the mirror and you say, I look good. And where we smile, all those muscles, they're all interconnected to where we have our natural endorphin release. So I always say it's your best natural vitamin. And I say that in the book as well.
You know, we're talking with dentist Dr. Dana Colson, who has authored a book, Your Mouth, The Gateway to a Healthier You. It's a yoga-based approach to exploring the connections between oral health and whole-body wellness and longevity. I think what we'll do is we'll take a break, and maybe we'll put to words the mind-body connection and that yoga connection so that it maybe even talks about a little bit of anti-aging. We have dentist Dr. Dana Colson in-house, so I can ask her these questions. We'll take a short break. We'll get a few messages from our team, and then we'll be back with more information from dentist and author Dr. Dana Colson. We're talking about yoga and the mind-body connection with author and dentist Dr. Dana Colson, and she's written a book, Your Mouth, The Gateway to a Healthier You. And Dana, I just flipping through the book through the break, and 166 page, yoga emphasizes the value of posture, balance, and flexibility. When we align our bodies correctly, we strengthen our inner core, both physically and emotionally. While Christine knows about inner core, she taught me about that. But how does that, how are you connecting that to our oral health?
Well, Marilyn, our mouth is so sensitive, the thickness of a human hair. We can put a hair anywhere on our body and we won't feel it, but put a hair in our mouth and we know it's there. So our bite is very important. The alignment of our teeth is very important. And when we can have our mouth relaxed because our mouth is feeling good and the teeth are properly aligned when we bite and when we chew, it resonates through our whole body. And primarily I talk about yoga because yoga is an awareness. It's just, A, we talk about exercises in this book and things we can do, but it's also about the sense of awareness, your inner core. It's paying attention to how you stand, how you hold your jaw, how you clench your teeth. And we talk here about the importance of expansion and not contraction and deep breaths. And there's so many philosophies about yoga that if we just pay attention to those in our mouth, we get a whole different level. I had one patient who had so much pain, headaches, tooth breaking, and I just said, you know, Anthea, you've just got to let go of these things. And we gave her a little bite plate to wear, and she came in the other day and she says, you've changed my life. I am 100% better. I realize all that stress I was carrying, I had no idea. And, you know, it's about making the jaw be relaxed and loose, and by wearing this little bite plate, it helped retrain her. But there is so much out there that sometimes we just don't know, and sometimes we don't even realize that it's our mouth that's causing all these issues. So yoga is about paying attention.
And basically, you wrote this book as a self-help book. This isn't a book for dentists to read to practice dentistry. This is for us to read so that we can look after our oral health ourselves. And it's unusual because it's good, it's positive, it's easy to read. And I guess it's impacted on your practice because you were talking to me earlier about how you've modified a new patient exam just because this book and the approach to yoga and to wellness is part of what you do.
Right, Marilyn. I mean, what I realized is that, you know, today we take a lot of photos, like pictures of people, and we have them in their portfolio, so in the computer, and so when we flash up their name with all their x-rays, we also have the photos so that we can watch what's happening over a period of time. Is there wear? Isn't there wear? Is there problems? Isn't there problems? But now what I do is I take it to a different level. When I have like a new patient come in or even my existing patients, I'll say, do you want to look at your pictures? And let's just have a little look from the outside, inside. And so we will sit there and we will look at their full face smile. And I'll say, this is what I see. And I share with them how their smile impacts their face. And then we look at a close-up picture of how their teeth are fitting together, how the gums are, is there recession, is there wear? And does their smile line parallel their lip line so that it's a nice harmonious smile? Do they have, quote, what we call black hallways, areas where there's a space between and therefore it's kind of a narrow, long face? And all of these things, like, we can all of a sudden begin to look at things, whereas normally, you know, we kind of walk around with blinders. Yeah, my hair's straight, you know, my smile's okay, and away I go. And all of a sudden it gets us to take a level back. And it's not about necessarily selling dentistry. That's not my goal. My goal is this education to allow you the opportunity of understanding. So if you want to have a great smile, and it can be very minimally invasive, it can be a very organic route. It's not without drilling down teeth. That's the last thing we want to do these days. We can make changes unbelievably, like through Invisalign and bondings or veneers that don't have to have the use of necessarily drills. And how great is that, that we can enhance our inner core and our well-being with very little problems and a longevity that we can enjoy every moment, every day?
Well, basically, what I think you're trying to do is empower us. From the first day I ever spoke to you, say, I don't want people to feel like I did as a child, as a victim in a dental chair. There's this expert, there's this drill. He knows or she knows everything. And it used to, I think, be only he knows. But anyway, the fact is that I can have some I can participate in my health. I can be aware of what's going on. I can choose what I eat. I can choose how I chew. I can change the posture of my face. I'm looking at the book and it's giving me thoughts that I didn't have about dentistry. So I compliment you on your book, Your Mouth, The Gateway to a Healthier You. I want to leave some time to talk about the consultations and also about how we get the book. So maybe we'll talk about the book. Obviously, it's going to be available at your offices, and your offices are at 1950 Yonge Street, Yonge in Davisville, so
yes.
Parking and TTC and very easy to get to. Are you still going to be offering consultations going forward?
Absolutely. We'll do complimentary consultations with my team members. Lana usually does them. She's been with me 16, 17 years. She goes to international courses. She is very, very knowledgeable, and she'll spend the time with you to just give you that insight and maybe show you other cases that are sort of like yours and where we've taken them. One thing, Marilyn, that I haven't kind of talked about today was sometimes when we change smiles, we widen and broaden smiles. The face changes. You can't change one thing without changing something else. And when we work with people, it's so amazing, the anti-aging effect. And I can't tell you how it gives me like so much pleasure that I can not only give people great smiles, but that they can look 15 years younger or 10 years younger than they did 6 months ago when you make change. And it's the best thing, because if you widen the scaffolding from the inside, your soft tissue drapes differently. And it's not about repeat collagen injections or Rejuvederm or Botox. It's all about just the graciousness and the inner scaffolding that when you can't change bony structure the way soft tissue will relapse over time. So that's very exciting. And, you know, smiles are all about laughing and communicating. But also I want to talk about, as we get older, quality of food is very important, how we chew our food and our nutrients. And if nothing else, we have to prepare ourselves to enjoy our last years of our life, if whatever age that is, but to be able to enjoy our food and be able to chew it and know that that wasn't something we could do before, but we can do now. And our digestive system needs it for less enzymes. And if we put things in place, what are we waiting for? Just do it now. Look after yourself, and you'll have a better quality of outcome at the very end with fewer problems.
Well, the book puts it simply, and it makes dentistry approachable, and I think it makes me mindful of my choices. It's called Your Mouth, the Gateway to a Healthier You. It's the concept of yoga for the mouth provided an insightful way to harness the power within, I'm quoting you, to take charge and put our best face forward 24/7. I love knowing that I can reduce the appearance of aging by practicing the simple yoga exercises for the mouth and face outlined by the book. So there's on many levels lots of good information that will help people keep their smile for 120 years and for their lifetime. Now, Dana, you always come with wonderful stories. And last week, I loved the story of the lady who came for a second opinion and instead of spending thousands and thousands of dollars, 80 thousands of dollars, found a path that was more economical and that got her to her goal. And I look forward to learning more week to week from you. I do want to share that you've done a very charitable thing. This book is not for commerce and making money for dentist Dr. Dana Colson. She is supporting Free the Children. So the book is $20.
Yes.
And I have, she kindly brought me a bag of them. I'm going to put them on my sponsor expert counter. They are signed copies by author, dentist Dr. Dana Colson. They will be $20 at my store, and that $20 will go to Free the Children, a wonderful cause. So I commend you on walking the walk. You're passionate about what you do. You help people, and you look at the world as if it were a family, a community, and I believe the same way as you do. So supporting Free the Children with this book is wonderful.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us. I have to take a break, and then we'll have a closing comment from Dr. Dana Colson. Today, we've been learning about being proactive with our oral health and the link between yoga and our oral health from author, dentist, Dr. Dana Colson. And Dana, I thought it would be fitting for you to finish with a couple of words from the book, maybe.
Thanks, Marilyn. Well, it's truly a pleasure to get this philosophy on paper, and I hope that I can help other people, because I always put myself in the position of, I was not a dentist, what would I want to know? And one thing we didn't talk about was children, and I actually created a little YouTube video with DJ the Clown, who does Kids Days with us. So if you have a moment, go onto YouTube and Google my name, Dana Colson, Kids Days, and you'll see how we believe in enhancing people's quality of life and not being afraid of the dentist. And we love doing consultations in our office. And please never freeze your thought process to think that this is the best you can have or it can't be done. Because dentistry has changed, techniques are there, and we can make so many differences for people. Just come. Maybe this is the best we can do, and maybe we can do more. And then you can take that to your dentist, or you can be empowered, or maybe you'll just say, I have the most perfect smile, and I've just been verified that it is.
Well, that's a lovely closing thought. I'm going to give out your number. If someone wants to set a complimentary consultation or find out where to get the book, Your Mouth, the Gateway to a Healthier You, the phone number to dentist Dr. Dana Colson's office is 416-482-2133. That's 416-482-2133. The website, allsmiles.ca, and there is a new website happening for the show, and I'll share that with you next week. And the address for the office is 1950 Yonge Street, Yonge in Davisville. So very, very easy to get to, a fount of information, a big heart, and a team of people that all have that heart. She's my dentist, and I'm proud to know her and happy to have her as part of From a Woman's Perspectives team. Thank you, Dana.
Thank you, Marilyn.